Michigan is certainly going to have its place in the spotlight during this week's Democratic National Convention. Senator Gary Peters is co-chair of the convention. And among those who will be speaking to delegates this week in Philadelphia, former Governor Jennifer Granholm, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, and Flint Mayor Karen Weaver. She speaks on Wednesday night, and she is here with us now. Mayor Weaver, welcome back to Stateside.
Well, thank you. I am glad to be here.
Tell me, what are you thinking and feeling as you think about this week's convention, its place in U.S. history, where a woman is going to be nominated as the Democratic presidential candidate?
I know it. And it is just, you know, it's exciting. And one of the things we have to say is, you know, people have said, oh, are you voting for her because she's a woman? And it's no, she is the best candidate that happens to be a woman.
And the fact that you worked very closely with her to bring national attention to Flint's water crisis. So you know this woman in a way that many voters don't. And what is it that you want to say about her when you speak to the delegates and really to the country?
You know, one of the things I want to say is people have always asked that I believe that she was politicizing the issue of what was going on in Flint. And she has been with us every single step of the way. She has, you know, as soon as we declared the emergency, people started coming from her, you know, from her camp, from her headquarters. She was in constant communication. She has helped us put things in place. We know she is concerned about, you know, the infrastructure and water quality standards and what's going on in the city of Flint. And let me say not only in the city of Flint, because there are hundreds of Flints when you look at what's going on across the country as far as our failing infrastructure. And she knows this is something that has to be addressed. Environmental injustices is something that's high on her radar. So, you know, she's been with us every single step of the way.
And yet, as you know, I'm not telling you something you haven't heard, the way that Hillary Clinton and at the same time Donald Trump are the most disliked, disdained candidates that anyone can remember being together in the same election cycle. So we know well over half of voters say they don't like her, they don't trust her. You have spent time with this woman. You've worked with her.
Exactly.
Tell me,
what surprises me, because, you know, I have found her to be very, very genuine. Like I said, everything we've talked about and everything she said she was going to do as far as, you know, helping with Flint, she has come through. When I talked with her about, you know, the National Guard getting paid $2 million to distribute water, I said, and we're in a city where we need to be part of the healing process and taking care of ourselves. And we've got young people between the ages of 16 and 24 that aren't in school and aren't employed, and we could be putting them to work, having them do the water distribution, having them do the food delivery, and also pairing them up with the plumbers and the pipe fitters that are helping with the lead service line removal. And we put that program in place where they're going to be in an apprenticeship doing this and getting trained that, you know, we hope they stay in Flint, but wherever they go, they will have a skill that no one can take from them. She was very instrumental in putting that Flint Waterworks program together. She was the one that said, we need to have one of the debates in Flint and highlight not only the tragedy that has taken place here, but also let's show some of the positive things that are going on in Flint as well, and keeping us on the map and keeping our story out there. So I found her to be a very honest and genuine person.
And we know that tonight's theme is united together. And yet, as we speak, we know there is a lot of chaos right now for the Democrats, with the dirty laundry being really hung out for everyone to see, with the email leak showing that top DNC officials were kicking around ways to hurt Bernie Sanders, and DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz is stepping down over all of this. Is there a sense that the Democratic Party is yet to be truly united behind Hillary Clinton? Do we still have a way to go to get there?
Well, you know, I certainly hope not. I just left. Ben Jealous was speaking at the Black Caucus, and he was, you know, a big Bernie supporter. And he said he was very happy that we were coming together, and he was happy to support, you know, Bernie Sanders, saying, yes, Hillary is the candidate. That's who we need to get behind. And so that's what we want to have happen.
It does seem that efforts to give the people in your city, the people of Flint, safe drinking water, it kind of feels like those efforts have plateaued, no?
Well, you know, things should have happened much, much sooner. And that's one of the things that I've been talking about. Is while things are happening, they haven't happened quickly enough. We should not be entering year three with this issue of not being able to turn on our taps and drink clean water. So we are starting with the lead service line replacement. But this is something that we should not have had to wait, you know, this amount of time.
Is there any new progress to tell us about while we've got you with us?
Well, like I said, one of the things we had done not too long ago was we put out the proposal so we could get companies working on, you know, removing these lead service lines. So that has happened, and they should be starting. I'm hoping that it's starting this week. It's something that was long overdue, so that's going forward. I'm hoping that we're going to have some business investments coming to the city of Flint, and that's all I want to share right now. Yeah. I want to wait. But there are some positive things that are going to be happening for our city.
And I think overall, do you think that you're being in the national spotlight this week, standing there, you know, speaking to the Democratic Convention, you think that might help jumpstart things toward your goal of getting safe drinking water for everybody in Flint?
I don't see how it wouldn't help with that, you know, and that's something that we've greatly, greatly appreciated is Hillary Clinton and others that helped keep our story out there, because one of the things that people of Flint have always been scared of is that the story would go away before we got this issue resolved. And so for them, you know, for her to help us with this story and keep it out there like this is just a wonderful, wonderful thing, because like I said, there are hundreds of Flints all across the country.
Flint Mayor Karen Weaver, who will be speaking this week at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Mayor Weaver, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.